The world of construction is transforming before our eyes. How we design, plan, quantify, and build is changing day to day. But it's never been so easy to connect, share, and bring people together. Our industry is reshaping. So how do we develop relationships? How do we overcome our fears? How do we generate business? And how do we ultimately become the best version of ourselves?
This is Made to Measure. I'm Mick Donaghy. My guest today is...
Hi guys, this is Mick Donaghy. This is Made to Measure, and this is another episode of The Career Clinic. So I'm really, really excited to talk to you today about a LinkedIn hack that many people will know about, but a lot of everyday individuals looking for a new job will not know about. Okay, so this is something that I use every single day to bring myself in new business, to connect with more people, to bring people together, to find out new ways of doing things. This is what I use every single day, okay? So I spend so much time on LinkedIn, it's not even funny. But I really want to help people out there. The majority of people that are contacting me are those who are living in Australia, living in New Zealand, and aren't from Australia or New Zealand. So, you know, listen, I'm an immigrant, so I really understand how difficult it is. It's so, so hard in many ways being an immigrant in a new country. You know, you've got so many things to think about. You've got visas, you've got bank accounts, you've got health insurance, you've got your career, you've got trying to get experience, but if no one gives you experience, how do you get experience? You've got that really, really poisonous loop. Yeah, obviously there's other people that will need sponsorship. It's an extremely difficult challenge, and most people won't really know what it's like until they've done it before. I understand what it's like. When I moved to New Zealand, I was an immigrant. When I moved to Australia, I was an immigrant. When I moved to Australia, I moved in and set up a business straight away. So I set up a business from scratch. I had no database. I had zero clients. I had zero candidates. I had nobody there to refer me. I had no friends or family. I haven't studied there before. I didn't go to school. I didn't grow up in Australia. So I literally knew nobody. Well, most people, when they're starting a business, well, at least know one or two people. You know, I literally knew nobody. I didn't even know my way around the city I was living in. You know, I was getting lost constantly. It was so, so difficult. I literally knew two people when I arrived in Australia, and they were my mother and father-in-law, and they keep themselves, and they know nobody here either, really. They're Kiwi. And listen, it was so, so, so hard. So I want to show people out there how you can make your life a little bit easier and how you can win the job. I always talk about going out there and winning jobs, and I do get a little bit frustrated because although I'm an immigrant, you know, I very rarely go out and expect anyone. I very rarely expect anyone to help me. You know, I've maybe got an attitude where I want to feel first, then ask for help, you know, rather than ask for help, then feel, you know. I want to try, and if I can't make it work, then I'll ask for help. So this is a LinkedIn hack that you can use that can honestly transform everything in your life. And I know that's a big thing to say, but it genuinely could. And if you're unemployed and you're listening to this and you don't at least give it a go, I'll be disappointed in many ways. But here it is, okay? So if you've got a pen and paper, take some notes, or if you're on your laptop, look at doing this with me, okay? So first of all, go on to LinkedIn, okay? Now go into the search bar and search for people, okay? Now what you want to do then is define that down by people living in Australia. So what that means is that you've got everybody in LinkedIn who's living in Australia at the minute, which I'm sure there's a couple of million. Now, next, under the education section, you type in the university that you went to. This will bring up a list of all the people in Australia who went to your university. Okay, so do you see where I'm going with this? Now, as an example, I have put in location, Australia, university, Harriet Watt University. Okay, so the reason why I've used Harriet Watt is because it's a very well-renowned university for quantity surveying. many quantity surveyors come from there, and new estimators and contract administrators and project engineers and commercial managers, the whole lot. Okay, so this equals 2,100 results. Now, the vast majority of them aren't going to be useful to you in any way. They're only going to be useful to you when they're working in your industry. So again, do you see where I'm going with this? So redefine it again by industry. So I've put in construction, right? And this brings me 175 results. So this is 175 people on LinkedIn that went to your university living in Australia. Now, what we want to do is to make that even more useful yet again. So what we do is, as an example, I want to redefine it down even more. I want to define it down by the people living close to me, because you don't want to be traveling all over Australia and you can't at the moment because there's border lockdowns. Unless you want to do something virtual, but in my opinion, if you can make it physical, it's going to be a lot more beneficial for you, especially finding a job. And people, when typically if they are going to show up to something, you know, they're going to show up in person, and you're going to be able to build rapport a lot better and a lot quicker. So I have redefined that down by people living close to me. Okay, even though I don't live in Sydney, but I'm going to use Sydney as an example. Okay, so this brings up 58 results. Right. So what does that mean? Well, that means there are 58 people living in Sydney on LinkedIn who study at the same university that you did. Okay. This means that those individuals that studied there may have studied the same modules as you. Maybe they were studied by the same teachers. They were likely to have sat in the same libraries as you. They have potentially went to the same coffee shops, done the same all-nighters that you have, and maybe drank at some of the same bars if you're someone like myself who enjoys a pint every now and again. Maybe you have done all the same things that that other individual has done, all 58 of those individuals has done, okay? So this means there are 58 people with something in common as you, okay? Now, as an immigrant, that is a life jacket. That is someone, when the Titanic is going down, someone throws a life jacket to you, okay? That's 58 people you could connect with and send them all a message. Now, you'd send them a generic message, or you could write 58 personal messages, which is a lot more likely to receive a response. Now, if you think about it, I guarantee you without a doubt, there are people out there that have been applying to hundreds of jobs and have maybe received 5 responses. And what's that, 5%? You know, how are you supposed to continue on? I wrote a post on LinkedIn the other day. I said, your career is the most important thing in your life. It's not your family. And this is going to hurt a lot of people. It's not your family, not your friends. It's not anything to do with that. It's your career. And why is it your career? Because if you've got a really good career and a really good job, then everything is better. Of course, your family is more important than, you know, what's paying the bills. But if you haven't got something to show up to every day, if you haven't got something to, you know, to sharpen yourself, sharpen your mind, make you feel fulfilled, it leads to depression. It leads to really bad mental health issues, which is going to affect your family. It's going to affect your kids. It's going to affect your mental well-being. It's going to affect how physically healthy you are. I truly believe your career is, if not one of the most important, the most important. Okay. So with those 58 individuals, what are you going to do? Right. Now, Sasha Frost, in the last episode of the Career Clinic, talked about 50 cups of coffee. Now, you could go and send them all personal messages. You don't even have to write a personal message. You can go and send them a personal video, right? With that personal video, you're so much more likely to receive a response, okay? So 50 people working in the market, if you can send them a personal message, or if you can send them a video, and you can ask them out for a cup of coffee, I guarantee you by about the 10th coffee that you have, that you will have a job offer. If you don't have a job offer after, you know, at least 10, 20, 30, 40 cups of coffee, there's something wrong, okay? It's not just the fact that they aren't recruiting at the moment. There's something deeply wrong, and, you know, we'll need to look into that a little bit more, okay? Now, what I would do, we've got 50 people, and they all have something in common with me, and this is my life jacket. What I would do, I wouldn't send them a generic message. I would think big picture, okay? I'm thinking big picture, what can I possibly do that's going to get these people excited to make sure that they actually give me a response? So what I would do, I would set up a meetup group called Harriet Watt University Alumni in Sydney. Okay. You send them a message with that. They go, "Ooh, what's this about? I'd love to meet all the individuals that I've actually studied with, you know, or maybe studied with or who went to my university. I want to know more people." You know, as immigrants, we want to know more. We want to, our network, we want to be expanded. We want to meet friends. We want to meet people. We want to be, we want to have our little tribe that we can rely on. Okay. So they get a message saying that. They go, real keen on that. You could call the university. You could go and call Harriet Watt University and get their backing and ask them to share something on their website. And that little piece of marketing material, and you send that through to John Smith or Sally Jones, and they go, "You know what? Love to go to that. Love to catch up with 50 or 60 pals who have something in common with me, and who we can talk about the good old days and talk about what it's like in Australia and what it was like in back in Scotland or wherever that you lived." Okay. Now, I guarantee if you do that, you will receive at least 80% of the people who will be interested in meeting up. Okay. Because we're a tribal bunch. We want to be together. We want to, what they say, birds of a feather flock together. Okay. So imagine you've done this. Now, this is something that you could do, but you probably won't do. And that's the reason that people are unemployed, because you think, "Oh, it's a good idea. That's a good idea. You know, I'll probably never do that." But, you know, Nick's different for me. He's got a little bit of passion, or he's proactive, and, you know, that's all boring. You have to go out and make things happen yourself. No one's going to go out and give you a job. You know, you've got to be the person who's leading the way. And even if you're a quiet individual, you can be quietly confident. You can be a quiet leader. You can bring people together. There's nothing stopping you. So imagine if you were to get all these people together, right? So I believe you'll get 75 to 80% of those coming together, because they would love to, as I said. You know, people want to be part of this sort of stuff, right? But imagine if you were prudent about it and said that 50% of the people would show up, right? That's nearly 30 people that you're meeting face-to-face. The people, you'll come together and you could all go for coffees, or you could all go for dinner, or you could all go for a beer. And I guarantee you, the first thing that they will say is, "Who started this? How did this come about?" Okay. Now, that is where you come in, right? You could come in and you have yourself a little business card. You know, you print off 250 business cards for $10 or something like that. "Well, sir or madam, I did. My name is Mick and I'm a quantity surveyor. I'd love to meet you sometime, have a coffee and talk about breaking into the market over here. How did you do it? I really want to know. Can, you know, let's talk now, but then let's also talk again. You know, can I take your card?" Right? There's 30 people that you're meeting face to face. That's 30 interviews. Even these people might not, they could be quantity surveyors themselves, but they, I guarantee you'll meet at least 5 to 10 people that will be in hiring positions. And if they're not in hiring positions, they'll know about other roles that are going within their organizations that they're going to recommend you to. Okay. I 100% know without a shadow of a doubt that you will get a job offer if you go and do that. That, ladies and gentlemen, are how you win a job. That's how you win a job. Now, as I said again, I prefer to try and fail than ask for help. If you go out there and try and do this and you fail, fair play to you, because you've actually brought 30 people together anyway. You know, you've brought, and how is that even failure? You're 30 people more likely to get a job next time, right? Imagine you ask for 5 of those to give you a recommendation. I really respect what John has done, or, you know, Sally has done, because she's brought all of us together and we're now going to catch up every month. And you know what? This is something that's going to live on. You know, I guarantee you, you get a job offer. Guarantee. And if you don't, and you do this and you don't, you come back to me and say, "Mick, you know what? I wasted my time doing that. And, you know, I never want to listen to you again." But I guarantee you, I get you a job offer. Okay. That's how you make stuff happen. That's how you stop asking for help and start being productive. That's how you feel, but get a little bit closer to the job that you want. I guarantee you, after that one meetup, including the following coffees that you have, that you receive a job offer. Now, if you want to start, you start today. Okay. So go out there and make it happen. If it doesn't, come back to me. But I want to see people out there doing this. I want to see if you're feeling, even if it's four people that you get together, you know, even if it's only four in, that went to your university or two, at least it's you and that other individual. That's one, that's 100% more people than you knew before. So go out there and try and make it happen. Guarantee you that all will work. Okay. Sláinte, as we say in Ireland. Cheers. That's another episode of Made to Measure and Mick Donaghy. And that was the Career Clinic. Good luck. Make it happen.
Thank you so much for listening to Made to Measure. I really hope you enjoyed the podcast. This is the only podcast in the world that focuses on the niche area of construction costing. Therefore, as an independent podcast, your support is invaluable. Please like, share, screenshot, give a review, or just tell your friends and colleagues about the show. The more people that know about the podcast, the better the guests that we can bring to you, and the better the content you will consume. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mick Donaghy, and this was Made to Measure.